Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr on a weather day, but first let's get to farm news. The world's largest meat packer reported a near flat fourth quarter net profit yesterday. JBS says record revenue was offset by tighter margins, particularly in the U.S. The company, whose products include beef, poultry, and pork, posted a net profit of $415 million for the October-December quarter. That is up 0.5% from a year ago, but below the $428 million forecast. JBS said tighter cattle supplies in the U.S. have driven up livestock costs and squeezed margins in its North American beef division, its largest business by revenue. Chief Executive Gilberto Tomazoni told Reuters the U.S. cattle supply outlook would remain challenging this year because of the current downturn in the livestock cycle. The company also faces a labor strike at a Colorado plant. But analysts said despite the pressures on the business, the results from JBS's North American beef division were better than expected. JP Morgan says this reflects resilient U.S. demand and disciplined cost management, even as cattle prices remain high. We got the announcement yesterday morning that the approval of summer E15 fuel sales is happening again this year. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the White House for announcing waivers that will allow continued sales of E15 at almost 5,000 gas stations across the country. In announcing the decision, EPA pointed out that the lower-cost American-made E15 blend is legally approved for use in more than 95% of vehicles on the road today. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, addressed the recent AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit conference, saying one of the most important things on her mind is the price of fertilizer. She told attendees that four companies control more than three-quarters of the nitrogen fertilizer in the U.S., while potash and phosphate fertilizer markets are 100% controlled by these four companies. So, Klobuchar says the increased concentration in the fertilizer industry has put the farmers in a really hard situation, and the Iran war only makes that situation worse. Every year, the Feeding the Economy report provides a comprehensive look at the full economic footprint of U.S. food and agriculture. Among the report's biggest takeaways is that food and agriculture support $10.4 trillion in total U.S. economic output. That's about 20% of all economic activity. This is Inside Agriculture, heard every morning, 8:35 to 9. Brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City on Winter Show Road. It's break time. Let's come right back and check morning markets.